Why do you believe that? Why should I believe that something happens after I die?
So the question was asked, if a person is learning Tanakh and doesn't feel there's any clear indication that there is a world to come. So let's begin with the Torah saying, Hikaret, Tikaret, Hanefesh, Hahi. That soul will be cut off. Mm-hmm. From what? When the Torah discusses Kares,
yeah.
The Torah clearly is talking about being cut off from something, and it's not talking about excommunication. In the end of Achrimos, in the end of Kedoshim, throughout the Torah, you have a punishment of Kares. So that's one place. If you read, that's just an example. There are many places throughout the Torah. If you read Bilam's prophecy, what does Bilam say? Tamot nafshi mot yisharim. May my soul pass like the straight people, and we see in Tanakh that's a reference to the forefathers. Utihi achriti chamo, and my end should be like their end. What do you mean? If after I die there's nothing, so what's Bilam talking about? And there are many places which we might say are clearer indications that there is something after this life. In the Torah, I'm not even talking about the prophets. I'm just talking about the Torah. But there is a Ramban, that the Ramban says, and it's not, he's not the only one that says it, that there are certain basic concepts of Jewish philosophy that the Torah doesn't bother making mention. That they're like precepts.
That
he doesn't say it about the 13 principles, he says it about certain concepts. The Ramban mentions this, the Drashos Rabbi Yeshua Ibn Shuib, who was a Talmud of the Rashba, who was a Talmud of the Ramban, he also elaborates on this. If I'm not mistaken, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who was also a Talmud of the Rashba, was a Talmud of the Ramban. I don't remember. The Ramban is in his Pirsha al-Torah. I don't remember in which Parsha. And also in his letters. The Ramban might be also in Torah Adam, and also in his commentary on Eov. I don't remember offhand. I could try to find it if we look it up. But this is an idea that the Ramban develops, that the Torah purposely left out certain basic concepts and didn't say them clearly because they're like a given. They're like a... After you know that, you start the Torah. And there are nuances to this Ramban, but the idea that a Rishon writes that these concepts are not clearly in the Torah, that's just an important idea to know. Just so you shouldn't be bothered with the fact that you don't feel a clear proof to it. It's interesting that the Gemara says, Az Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe will sing, here's a raya to Tchias HaMeisim. So that's a very interesting Gemara. That's the proof. They will sing. In the Lashon Shira that it says future tense, that's the proof. So that needs a lot of understanding. I think that's a Gemara in Sota, if I'm not mistaken. So you shouldn't be bothered by the fact that you don't see a clear proof, even though I think if you look closely, there are many places that seem to indicate it pretty clearly. There are other places, but we'll start with that. Even if you start in Bereishis, what does God tell Cain? Ve'ata im tetiv se'et ve'im lo tetiv lapeta chatat rovetz. What's God telling him? If you do better, then good. We'll carry away the sin. And if you don't do better, then there's a sin waiting at the entrance. What does that mean? So you could interpret it other ways, but our tradition is that it's waiting at the entrance. When you're going to pass away, that sin is going to be there to haunt you because you will be judged. And there are other places where the Torah seems to indicate that we are judged in the beginning of the year for the whole year, where we're judged later. But our life's going to be like... There are many places. There are many places that seem to indicate that. Yosef tells the wife of Potiphar, he says... he tells her... The Pasuk describes that he refused to lie with her, to be with her. So sages say, what does it mean to lie with her, to be with her? He refused to lie with her in this world, because he knew that if he lies with her, he'll be with her in the world to come as well. That sin is going to drag along with him. So you could say that's not as strong a proof as the other verses. Fine. But there are many psukim that would, I think, give a pretty clear indication that that is what the Torah is telling us. And in Nevi'im, I think it's even clearer. But I think that even in the Torah, if you notice, I think the Torah does tell us that. But look, take a look, and Be'ezrat Hashem, if you don't find it, try listening to our Parsha classes, because in our Parsha classes we pointed it out, especially in the book of Devarim. Especially in the book of Devarim. Devarim, more so by Eschanan, you see clear indications of the basic philosophical concepts. On this point, yeah, I'm with